USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says the Remain in Mexico policy is coming to an end. The Department of Homeland Security issuing a statement revealing its commitment to ending the Trump-era illegal immigrant protection protocols in a quick and orderly manner. This as concerns over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continue. Following a recent trip to the border, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business about his concerns.
Well, what we see every time, and this is my fifth trip to the border, what we see every time is a border that is wide open, that is inviting some of those over 3 million people who choose to come here because they can.
Voters are heading to the polls in Connecticut, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Vermont on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is talking up a new bipartisan semiconductor bill that he signed today. During a White House ceremony, Biden stressing the CHIPS measure will supercharge U.S. manufacturing of computer chips. Thomas Cofield is the president and CEO of GlobalFoundries, which makes semiconductor chips. He explains to CNBC how long it will take for his company to get more semiconductor chips produced.
If, like in GlobalFoundries' case, we already have some existing space in our U.S. footprint that we can install tools, we could bring capacity on within, say, 18 months.
Ford Motor Company will be taking orders for the all-electric F-150 Lightning pickup starting on Thursday. The company announcing the 2023 vehicles will have improvements and a higher price. The base model of the pickup is rising by $7,000 to just under $47,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A man is under arrest in Albuquerque, and he's being called the primary suspect in the murders of four Muslim men. That's according to a tweet by the chief of the police in New Mexico's largest city. Harold Medina said a vehicle was tracked down in connection with one of the murders, and the driver was taken into custody. Medina saying police will update the public on the arrest later Tuesday. New details are coming out about the judge who signed the warrant, which allowed the FBI to search former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
The Florida federal magistrate judge who signed off on a search warrant authorizing the FBI raid of President Trump left the local U.S. attorney's office more than a decade ago to represent employees of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. It should be noted Jeffrey Epstein's second and final arrest was under President Trump's watch. Judge Bruce Reinhardt is based out of the Southern District of Florida since 2018. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The second trial of the two men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is beginning Tuesday. Jury selection is underway for Adam Fox and Barry Croft, Jr. Prosecutors say they tried to start a second civil war after the 2020 election. There was a hung jury in their first trial that saw two other co-defendants being found not guilty after the FBI made numerous mistakes regarding the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.